Yeah. The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. soft gray mornings, widows cry, the wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divining signs to satisfy the hoax. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings and smiles as the puppets dance in the court of the crimson.
Hi, this is Corey Thomas, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Em from Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
Back, holy cow, it's almost 2:30, 2:27. It's CKUW, it's 95.9 FM. That is the station you're tuned into, whether it be on the radio here in Winnipeg, maybe you're on the internet from around the world somewhere, who knows, that'd be cool. And perhaps you're even in Winnipeg, maybe in Manitoba on Bell MTS, channel 713. Listening to the radio on TV. Interesting. And just a quick announcement. I haven't been saying this, but podcasts for me are down. I mean, they're broken, and they've been broken forever, and they can't figure out what's wrong. You know, every other show basically works except for mine, and there's a couple of us that don't have our podcasts up on CKOW.ca for reasons who knows why. I don't know. It's the technical gods that are against us. But what I'm doing is we actually have social media for Night Danger. We actually have two pages. We have a group page for Night Danger Radio on Facebook, and we also have a business page. And it's just because I don't know what I'm doing on Facebook, so I created both just to, you know, cover all my bases, I guess. And so what I'm doing is I'm getting an MP3 copy of the show, and I'm sticking them up in the socials. And I got to remember to do my Instagram as well. My Instagram handle, or whatever they call it, is NightDangerWPG. And I'll try and remember to stick a link up there. So in case you want to listen to the show, listen back to the show, Pony Show, like interview and stuff, you can do that. And then, of course, we've got some Christmas shows coming up as well, which is one of my favorite shows to do is Christmas. I was just talking to one of my regular listeners, and here's the itinerary for Night Danger Radio. So the 10th, we'll go 10th, which is a Wednesday technically, and that's technically when we begin at midnight. So next week we're on. The week after, which is the 17th of December, we're going to take the week off, and we're going to prepare for a Christmas show, which actually lands on the morning before Christmas Eve. And so that'll be exciting. So yeah, one of our favorite shows. And just so you know, my favorite Christmas songs are the oldies. And so it's going to be a lot different than our regular shows. It's much like our Halloween show, which is all you know, mostly classics and stuff like that. We do some modern stuff as well, but a lot of it is you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s, and you know, the 90s and the 2000s, we kind of hold off on a little bit. But even though there is some great songs from Christmas songs from those eras, but I really, really love the old school ones. And that's what we're going to do. So we're probably going to end up having, I'm going to try and have it so that when I'm off in a couple weeks, we're going to try and play like an old Christmas show. If I can get the powers that be weird. I'm hearing stuff. Sorry. But I might get the powers that be to put on an old Christmas show that night. And then anyone listening can hopefully get some Christmas spirit going for them. So anyhow. Okay, listen, that was Show Pony's set that they gave us. I love it. Let's play a game. Let's go through the six songs they gave me. And I'm going to try and guess whose song is who. So I think I might get the first one. So we just heard The Kills with Cheap and Cheerful from a record called Midnight Boom from 2008 on Domino. So listen, I definitely think that was Manon. I think Manon picked that song for sure. So I'm just going to mark this down because I might message Manon and the band and say, okay, this is what I did. And I'm wondering if I'm right. So let's just write down Manon. And so we got Sheer Mag with Steel Sharpens Steel from a record called A Distant Call, which came out in 2019 on Will Sons Records. That's a toughie. I'm going to say Thomas on that one. The Flaming Groovies before that with Shake Some Action from Shake Some Action, which came out in 1976 on Sire Records. I'm going Nick on that. Nick the drummer. Thomas is the guitar player. And Manon, of course, is the singer. King Crimson, yeah. Before that with Court of the Crimson King from a record called In the Court of the Crimson King, 1969 Island. Well, if you know King Crimson, that's got to be Nick. Because the drums on King Crimson Records are ridiculous. Well, actually, everything's ridiculous, so it may not be Nick, but I'm going to put the drummer down. Sushi and the Banshees with Dazzle from Hyena. Or is it Hyena? No, it's Hyena. 1984, Geffen put it out. Boy. I'm going to say Manon. That's a wild guess there. And then Geese off the top. Wow. Opay de Cocaine from Getting Killed, 2025, Partisan Records. Oh, my God. Well, let's go Thomas here. I'm going to go Thomas just because Manon and Nick got two each. So we're going to even it out. And so Thomas, the guitar player, may have picked that one. And I got to get into this Geese band, like I was saying, man. I've never heard of them before, and then in the span of like 3 days, everyone's raving about them, so that's awesome. And again, I'll just say again, this is one of the reasons why I do this show, is to learn about new music. So, listen, one of the other reasons why we want to do this show, too, is if you're listening and you're like, man, what should I do this weekend or coming up, we're going to do the CKW Concert and Event Guide, and let's do it. Dun, 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 dun. Norman and the Smoke, Spectre and the Fun Ones are December the 5th at the Osborne Tap House. That is competing directly with Show Pony, who are doing Amel and the Sniffers. And yeah, get out to that one. That's at Side Stage. And And then December the 6th at the Park Theater. Well, Show Pony are at it again. They're bringing their buddies Uncanny Valley, and they're bringing Bland from Winnipeg, and December the 6th at the Park Theater. That's an all-original, no covers, that's all-original, so there you go. That same night, though, there is some covers going on, and it's happening next door at Side Stage, wouldn't you know it? They're calling it Dead Wings, it's Distillers, It's Death Cassette doing the Distillers. Someone is doing Rancid, I can't remember, and someone is doing Operation Ivy. And that's, like I said, December the 6th at Side Stage. For Christmas people, White Horse are doing their Winter Classic. They do it every year. Did you know the White Horse used to live in Winnipeg? I actually talked to them, and they're like, yeah, we lived here. We loved it. But they had to go back to Toronto because they had family there, and there was... they needed to take care of some stuff out there. So anyways, that's December the 8th and the 9th at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. That is probably going to be very close to being sold out already. They always sell out every year. The Compost Band, who we played earlier from Winnipeg, they're doing an album release on December the 10th at Times Changed. Yeah. The Castanes, the Bloodshots, and Paige Drobot. Paige! December 13th at the Osborne Tap House. Listen, my buddy Sean Burns and Lost Country are doing their Christmas show on December the 18th at Times Changed High and Lonesome. Well, I just played Leaf Rapids tonight, and they're playing with Ridley Bent on December the 20th. Times Changed. Here's some New Year's Eve stuff. I take it really easy on New Year's now. I mostly just stay home and listen to tunes, you know. But the Windups are doing the New Year's Eve on December the 30th at Times, and then frickin' B.A. Johnson is here, and Smokey Tiger's coming home, and the Stanley County Cut-Ups are playing New Year's Eve at Times Changed. That'll sell out, I'm almost sure. Going into next year, we shouldn't take too much more time, but Fear are playing Winnipeg. Yeah, Fear from New York City. Man, Negative Charge and Age of Self. I haven't seen Negative Charge yet, but Age of Self are freaking killer. That's January 23rd at the West End Cultural Center. That's part of Winterruption 2026. Big Sugar, January 30th at Club Regent. The Offspring and Bad Religion are Saturday, February 14th at Canada Life. The Trues are February 21st at the Birdie. Charlie Crockett from Folk Fest fame is February 26th at the Birdie. Megadeth, Anthrax, Exodus, February 25th, Canada Life. That's going to be it for Megadeth. They're calling her quits apparently after. Live, who I want to see. Big Wreck, who I love. And Econoline Crush, I don't know, whatever. March 2nd, Canada Life. Elisepi, who I have to see, is March 19th at the Park Theater. I saw her at Folk Fest. She's incredible. William Prince, Boy Golden. Wow, what a lineup. I think that's probably sold out. April 25th, Centennial Concert Hall. And last and not least for 2026 so far, for at least for our listings, is Winter Sleep, Saturday, June the 13th. That's at the Park Theater. That's going to be ridiculously awesome. And I think Winter Sleep got a new record coming out, so good grief. Excuse me. I'm belching live on the air. That's great. Let me, we're just going to take our time here. You know, we got another loud local yokel set to draw Night Danger Radio to a close. But listen, I got to do this. Okay, where are we here? November. Listen, I'm a big fan of spending our money locally. Not only, I'm not talking for bands. I am talking for... for shopping, for Christmas shopping. And so, so we're December the 3rd already. My God. I'm going to read out some of the Christmas, the ridiculous amount of Christmas markets happening in the city. It's amazing. And this is where you should spend your money, in my opinion. You don't have to listen to me, though. December the 6th, there's a Christmas craft and vendors market at the Glenwood Community Center, which is 27 Overton Street. Also December the 6th, the Fur Babies Cat Cafe. I love cats. Garden City Community Center, 725 Kingsbury Avenue. Also December the 6th, the Miles McDonnell Collegiate Craft and Bake Sale. That's on 757 Rock Street, or R-O-C-H, Roque Street, Rock Street. You say Rock, I say Roque. December the 5th to the 7th is Santa Shop's local handmade pop-up on KP Lane. That's at the Kildonan Place Mall. That sounds fun. The Christmas Fair. I don't know what that means. The Christmas Fair, Oser, Oser Dock? I don't know what the Oser... Anyways, 185 Alexander Street, and that is also December 6th and 7th. December the 6th, the Miles Mack Craft Sale. Okay, that's the same thing. Again, December 6th, the Handmade Winter Market. Robert A. Steen Community Center, which is 980 Palmerston Avenue. December the 6th to the 7th, Warm and Bright, 618 Arlington Studios. I'm going to that for sure. December 7th, Cat Lovers, the Craig Street Cats Craft Show at Wyndham Garden Hotel, 460 Madison Street. Hell yeah. I might go to that. December the 12th to the 14th is Santa Shops Local, handmade pop-up on KP Lane, and that again is Kildonan Place. Oh, that's the same thing as before. They're just extending it. So that's as far as I'm going to go. I'll just go as far as the next weekend coming up, and then when we get on air next week, I'll read off probably the rest of them. Like I said, the week after, I'm going to take a week off and kind of get ready for Christmas, do the shopping, do the show, because the Christmas show is important, and we'll get her going. All right, listen, let's do the last set of the night. I think I might have time. Maybe. We got 20 minutes left. Let's see what we can do. Let's get into our heavy set right now, and then we'll come back, say goodnight, and play some soft stuff to get out of here with. But this is going to be loud, so get your earplugs out. We're going to go all Winnipeg bands again, and we're going to start with Nick, you know, from Show Pony. His old band was one of my favorites. They were called Moontan, and I love this song. It's called Inquisition, so we're going to start with that. It is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger radio show is going till 3 in the morning, and that's only, 19 minutes away now.
Hallucinations cloud the scene. Are you a messenger?
It's closing time. It's 2:56 in the a.m. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. We got to get home. We got to get some sleep. The coffee's starting to run out, but we probably woke you up a little bit, I'm guessing. We just heard Potatoes, a song called Penis, Teeth, Knuckles, and Toes from a record called Resuscitate 2017, Transistor 66. Awesome. The Thrashers before that with How It Feels from We Are Literally the Thrashers, and this is a pizza party with the Thrashers. 2023, yeah, Transistor 66. The Squareheads before that, freaking crazy. Give It to Me and Let's Go from Persona Non Grata, 2004, Eat 'Em Up Records, another great local record label. And we kicked it all off with Moontan with Inquisition. A 7-inch from 2019, self-released by the band. I was talking to Nick during the show after the Show Pony interview, and I think Moontan are going to continue on. They're going to do some Rush stuff, is the rumor. But the rumors were going around for a while that Moontan was coming back, but I don't think so. Listen, I got to go. I'm out of time. We're going to end with the Mighty Propaganda. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Simply bite your way into someone.